Okay, Elisa, let's begin. This is a fascinating topic over here. Tzon of Rabbeinu Tam, Sunday morning, Parashas Kisisa Tavshem Pei Beis. And we'll focus at the end a little bit about the halacha of Tzon of Rabbeinu Tam. But mostly, we'll discuss today, it's almost a little bit historical. And very, very interesting to see that it's not a misnomer, but the question of Tzon Rabbeinu Tam dates back way earlier than the Tkufa of the Rishonim of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's not where it all began, that's what we'll see today, step by step. We'll begin from the Gemara, and then we'll actually work, instead of working forward in time, we're going to work backward in time, showing how this Machlokes is a very old Machlokes, and what the basis is for the Machlokes. Let's start with the Gemara over here. In Menachas Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, where the famous Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is to be found. Just before we begin the Gemara where the Machlokes is, let's start from the top of the Amud for a minute, just to give a background of what is actually found in one's tefillin. If you look in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis at the very top, the Gemara says as follows: Tanur Rabbanan Litoy Tafos Litoy Tafos Litoy Tafos. So everyone knows that in the Parashat Tefillin it says V'hoyu la'os ha'yadecha Ol toy tofes b'nei necha. It says it three times. Once the Parashat is Bo'i, which is at the end of talks about Tefillin over there by Kaddish and V'hoyu k'viyacha. And then the two other times that we all know, it says in the Parashat of Shema and the Parashat of Shema, that we read in Krishma twice, it says L'toy tofes. When you look at the Gemara, you'll see L'toy tofes the first time has no vav. The second time again, no vav. The third time L'toy tofes with a vav. Harekan Dalin. So here you have four. Why? Because you have three times the word L'toy Tafos, and the fourth time has the extra vav. So from there you learn out that there are four parashas in Tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Imano. That's not how you know you have four parashas in your Tefillin. Einai Tzarech, that you don't need that drasha. Rather, Tat Bekaspi Shtayim. What does the word L'toy Tafos mean? He says L'toy Tafos comes from, it's a conglomerate of two words. Tat in Caspi, I guess, would be like a Caspian, right? Like the Caspian Sea. In the Caspian language, the word tat means two. And pas, v'afriki, in African, the word pas also means two. Shtayim, I believe Rashi brings this in Chumash. So two and two is four. So when the Torah says litoy tafos, it means four. You should have four compartments, four parashias in your tefillin. So basically, here's where we see that Tefillin has four parashas, and the four parashas that we find in Tefillin are the four parashas that mention the mitzvah of Tefillin. Two are from parashas Bo'i, Kaddish, Vayu Kiviyacha, and the other two are the parashas of Krishna that mention Tefillin, Shema, and Vayim Shemaya. So now let's go to the bottom of the Amid, where we discuss what is this Seder. So basically in the Tefillin, we'll talk about the Tefillin Shel Reish for a minute. There are four compartments. There are four individual scrolls. Each one has one of these parashiyos. And the question is, what is the seder? What's the order that you insert the parashiyos into the bias of the tefillin? That's the question over here. Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzat Sidrim. What is the order of the parashiyos of tefillin? So the Gemara says as follows. Kaddish li, v'hoyo kiviyacha mimin. On the right, you'll have Kaddish li, and then v'hoyo kiviyacha. Shema, v'hoyo im shemaya, mismo. Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, which are the other two times Tefillin are mentioned, the other two parashas of Tefillin, is Misma. So the Gemara asks a question, V'atani Ibcha. We have another brayse that says just the opposite, that Kaddish Li and Vahoyim Kiviyacha are on the Smoil, and Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya are B'yamin. Omer Abaya Loi Kasha. It's not a question. Why not? Kan Mi'yaminoi Shel Kairi, Kan Mi'yaminoi Shel Meiniach. Meaning that there are two opposing brises, but they're coming from two different perspectives. There's, when you talk about right and left, if you're facing me, so my right is your left, my left is your right. So Zot Gemara, that initially when it says, Kaddish li v'hoyo kiviyacha miyamin, whose yamin is that? It's the yamin of the person, not the person who's wearing tefillin, but everybody else is looking at him. Let's say I would be wearing the tefillin, it's everybody else here is yamin. Your yamin, when it says, Risart Kaddish v'yaviyacha miyamin, not my yamin, even though I'm the person wearing the tefillin, and each one of us, when we would be wearing tefillin, whoever's looking at you, as if to say, almost as if they're reading my tefillin, they read from right to left. or we'll see actually. They start from the right. Kaddish Biach is on the right. Vaha Koire, Koire Kisidram. The one who's reading it, he's not actually reading the parshas, they're inside the bayis. But if he were to be reading it, looking at me, that's where the Gemara means that you start from the right. The other bayis that said you start from the left would be talking about the person who's actually wearing it. So if I'm wearing tefillin, my left is right here, and that's what the other bayis meant, that we start from the left side. And when you're looking at me, this is your right side, you're reading from right to left. Now, let's see what Rashi says. What are the words of the Gemara mean? Vaha koire, koire kisidram. What does that mean? That's really the crux of the machloikas of how to understand the Gemara over here. Rashi says, let's see, just the other Rashi says, well, ketzat sidron, say the hanachasa. What does it say there that you will put the parshis into the bayis of tefillin? Kami yimin shol koire, kami yiminoi shel miniach. Kishaha koire oimeit kineged miniach, the person who's reading it is standing across from the person who's wearing the tefillin. Havi yiminoi shel zeh, l'smel shel zeh, like we mentioned. Well, if you face two people are facing each other, the right of one becomes the left of the other. It is the left of the other. Says Rashi, "V'ha'kari kari kisidron, kiseder shehen ksuvim b'tayro, muktum muktum u'me'ocher me'ocher." Now, what's the seder that these parashas are written in the Torah? Kaddish, v'hoi kiviyacha, shema, v'hoyim shemayim. Now, Zok Rashi, the Gemara said, Shema v'ahim shemaya miyamin. And again, the Gemara is going to say it means miyamin shel kare. So let's say everybody's looking here, facing where I'm sitting. So miyamin shel kare means you have Shema v'ahim shemaya miyamin, and then comes Kaddish, and then I'm sorry, Kaddish v'yaviyacha miyamin. Then comes Shema v'ahim shemaya. Rashi says, how is that read? Like the Seder, which it says in the Torah, which is Kaddish v'yaviyacha. Everybody knows that Shema is in Parshas Vayeschanan. And Vahim Shemaya is in Parshas Ekev. It's kind of comes before Ekev. So then comes Shema, then comes Vahayi Kiviyacha. So when the Gemara says Vahakari Kari Kisidron, you read across 1, 2, 3, 4 in the order that it's written in the Torah. Muktim Muktim Umu'ucha Mocha Hilkach. Hadik Tani Leel. This is what it says in the Gemara earlier. Kaddish Vahayi Kiviyacha Miyamin. Miyamina Shokari Kamek. So from your right side, you begin number 1, Kaddish. Number 2, Vahayi Kiviyacha. The Hashta Kishahu Kari. Kedarkoi, when he reads Kedarkoi, as if to say in the derech of that it's written in the Torah, Miyamina L'smayloi, I'm sorry, when we read Hebrew from right to left, Miyamina L'smayloi V'nimsa Koyron, he would read them like this Kesidron, like the Seder in which it is written in the Sefer Torah. V'hadet Tana Ipcha, the Mashma Kaddish V'hayu Kiviyacha Mismayl Aminiyachama. That's referring to the person who's actually wearing the tefillin. The Hu Yamin Shal Koyre. Because obviously it's flipped around. So, again, according to Rashi, the Seder of parashiyos of tefillin are, you put them in the miniach over here, let's say. So I'm going to put them in Kaddish, v'hoi kiviyacha, Shema, v'hoyim shemayah. So if you're facing me, you read them straight across, kiseder hamuris b'atayros. So that's why the braisa says, Kaddish, v'hoi kiviyacha, miyamin. They are on the right side of the kore. Shema, v'hoyim shemayah, mismel. They are on the left side of the kore. As if just like when you would, what you would say is, there's the right side of the room, there's the left side of the room. So this is the right side of the tefillin, this is the left side of the tefillin. So when the Gemara says miyamin, the right half of the tefillin, Yismael, the left half of the tefillin. Let's get to Tosis in a minute. This nekuda. But Rashi's understanding of what does right and left mean? Right and left means the 50%, which is on the right hand side, is called right. And then what's left? Left is when you enter the second 50% of the tefillin, the second half of the tefillin, that's called the left side, right? Because if you have two sides, this is the right side, this is the left side. We're here, it's the other way around, because we're facing. But half of it is the right, half of it is the left. That is Rashi's understanding. We'll see in a moment what the Rabbeinu Tam's problem is with that understanding. Zok Tosfos, v'ha'koire koire kesidron. In this Tosfos, we find the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, famous opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with Rashi. Now, Zok Tosfos, Pirush Papuntras, he first says, Kesedr Shein Ksuvim HaTorah. What does it mean that you read Kesedron in the order that it was written in the Torah? Muktam, Muktam, Me'ocha, Me'ocha, Hilka, Chadik, Tani, Le'el, Kaddish, Vayu, Kiviyacha, Miyamin, Miyamino, Shal, Kairi, Ka'amai, Vahash, Tekshu, Kairi, Kedarkoi, Miyamino, this way you read straight across from right to left, Nimsa, Kairi, Kairi, Kesedron, it comes out that you're reading it in the order that it's written in a Sefer Torah. Now, asks Rabbeinu Tam the following question. V'koshul Rabbeinu Tam. It's difficult. The Amai Palginu, Shekore Shtein Rishonis Miyamin V'chol Ha'achronis Mismo. The word Kari here means, why does the Gemara call, according to Rashi, the two first ones Yamin and the two second ones Smol? Meaning, if I tell you that will be the good way to explain this. Let's say you have a row, right? Someone, you come into the parking lot, let's say you're looking for your car, and someone says, which car is your car? He says, it's the one all the way on the right, right? It's the one on the right. So you understand, it's the one at the edge on the right side, right? Yeah. Someone else asks you, so let's say you pointed to a different car, which was the third from the right. You said, would you say the car on the furthermost is the right? The one, the third car, that's also the right. Is that also the right? You say, When you say something is the most to the right, and then you want to show what the other ones are in relation to the first one, what would you say? The first car is the one to the right. The next car is the one to the left of that, right? If you want to say, oh, that's my car on the right. Oh, the other car, that's to the left of the first one, right? You don't say that the second one, oh, it's also to the right. That's Rabbi Natan's problem in the way the reading of the Gemara. If one thing is to the right, everything else is to the left of it. Or if you were to start the other way around, you say, this thing is on the left side. Everything else is to its right. So again, when the Gemara says that something is miyamin, what's miyamin? What's on the most right is considered yamin. The way to speak Zakar Ben Tam would be, everything else should be called to the left of that. Let's read it. I just wanted to speak it out for a second outside before we read it inside the Tesis. V'kashu l'Rabbeinu Tam. The Amai Palginu Shekurish Shtein HaRishonis Miyamin V'chol HaAchronis Mismo. Why is it that the two on the right are called Miyamin and the other two are called Smol? Hayaloi Loimai Rishona Miyamin V'chol HaAchronis Mismo. Again, we're talking about from the right side. We're talking about beginning from one side and going in the direction towards the other side. So, if I tell you, start over here and move across, right? Or let's start the way, actually, the Gemara is talking. Then everybody's facing me, right? So this is to the right, this is to your right, and then where do you go? Go to the left, right? You don't tell me, oh, those two are on the right, these two are on the left. You tell me that's on the right, everything else is to the left. There's only one right, everything else is to its left. So what does that mean? There are two on the right and two on, there are no two on the left. All of them, besides for the first one, are to the left of where you began, because you're going to move across from where you began. That's his problem. V'chol ha'achronis are mismol of that first one. Or if you would talk about the opposite case, that's if you want to say that the fourth one is on the left, everything else is to its right. You don't say half and half. It doesn't make any sense. K'moy gabi ner ma'arovi d'perek shtei alechem, d'yolof d'ner shol menorah mizrach u'marv. The menorah was positioned, we're learning now the Parshas of the Mishkan, was positioned from east to west. And we know that there was one Ner that was called the Ner Maravi. It was called the Western Light. The Perek Shtei Alechem, the Yolof, the Ner Shom Ner Mizrach U'Ma'ariv, Menachem Kedesiv, B'Ner Maravi, Lufnei Hashem, Mechlal Dekulu Lav Lufnei Hashem. It said that one Ner was called Lufnei Hashem. Why? Because the Western one was closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's called Lufnei Hashem. So one second. Only one is Lufnei Hashem? If the west side is Lufnei Hashem, so then half of the Ner is Lufnei Hashem, half of them are not Lufnei Hashem. What do you see? That the one at most extreme, that's called on one side. Everything else which is adjacent to that is considered on the other side. Depending on what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the right, you say this is the right. Everything else is to its left. If you're focusing on the left, there's only one left. Everything else is to its right. When you're contrasting something to two different sides, one to the other. Oh, so what, but that's the thing, but that's not the way the Gemara is presenting it. You started Kaddish V'hoi Kviyacha Miyamin. Why were you focused on the center? You started from the Yamin. You should say Kaddish Miyamin, right? V'hoi Kviyacha, all that other thing we're moving across now, right? I'm going to start from here because that's where the Olam is facing me. We started here, right? Miyamin. And then what happens? We're moving across. So if I were to tell you, this is Miyamin and this is Mismo, does that make sense?
That's if you look at it.
The third one is the biggest issue because the third one, again, the fourth one is obviously also the absolute left side, right? The one that's going to be on this side is everybody else is here, absolute left. So I started here. I said, this is the right. This is the right. Right? I started from the right. I'm moving across. This is suddenly the left. I'm moving from the Misimoel. What about this Ismoel? And if this is Ismoel, because you tell me that it's not on the right side, so then the second one is also Ismoel.
See, there's a difference between the Tefillah and the Menorah. The Menorah actually has a sign.
And therefore?
So therefore you can say that to the left of this is, to the left of the center is the left.
No, but he's saying to the contrary.
It was the middle one. It was the middle one. It was the middle one.
It was, the second, I'm not saying that it was. What I'm saying is that there is a middle.
Yeah, but it didn't make it wrong.
Right, it did make a difference. The Shikur says that it's to the west.
No, but it's faced this way.
Yeah, but it says from, because the Shikur which says it's the third one, right?
Second one.
Not the second one, the third one.
The second one was never known. Not the middle one.
Certainly not the middle one, but it was to one side or the other of the center. It wasn't the one all the way on the side of Meiriv.
It wasn't the one that was all the way on the side of Meiriv?
No.
Maybe that was Ashi, but that's not what. No. No, it was one of the other ones.
It was the second one.
It was, why was that called Nemaravi?
It's the second one.
Because it was the one that was the next one.
Right, it was the Meiriv from the middle.
Not the middle, from the first. First to God.
No. Well, it wasn't the last one, that's for sure.
Right, it wasn't the last
one. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. This is the Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. I have to think through the Menorah. I didn't realize exactly how what the Nehmar Ravi meant in terms of the Menorah. Oh, so let's see where Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat is a different Pshat.
Is it possible to suggest that Rabbeinu Tam's question is, because relative to the four parshas, relative to each other, it doesn't stand right versus left. But what about relative to the person wearing the tefillin? The tefillin you wear in the middle, but the tefos get in echa. So that means if it's in the middle, if it's mamish in the middle, that means half of it is on the right and half of it is on the left.
No, it's true, but his problem is how to read the Gemara. There's no question, 50% of your tefillin is to the right, 50% of your parshas are to the left. But when the Gemara is saying that you're going to read it kesidron, so you're going to read it Kadosh v'Yehoi v'Kiviyacha miyamin, and then read Shema v'Yehoi v'Shemaya misimoil. You could say read Kadosh miyamin and all the left misimoil, meaning go towards the left side. Or you could say start on the right and continue from the right until you're at the left. But to say that start from the right and then when you're 50%, since you're on the left side, now go left. You're not going left. You're continuing the same path that you began. Nothing is changing at the 50% mark, I believe is his problem, his technical issue with the Gemara. What happened when you switched over from the right side to the left side? You didn't switch directions. You're heading one way. So you can't say that, I'll read this on the right and then go to the left. You're not going left. Wherever you were going from the beginning, you're continuing in that same halakh. That's what you think. If the first one is right and you want to call all the other ones left, so say, go to the left ones. Or if you want to say that the first three are right and only the most extreme is to the left, say continue from the right until you're at the left. That's his issue. Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam here is the famous opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that he holds that the Seder of the Parashis are different than that of Rashi. V'hoi kibyacha miyamin shel kairi. Umismol shel kairi. Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam kadosh v'hoi kibyacha miyamin shel kairi. Umismol shel kairi. So you're not reading the Gemara properly. Start. Everybody's facing me. Start from the right side. Kaddish. Now go to the other extreme from smile and start from the other side. Shema. So you don't read 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 4, 3. Because again, you start from 3 from the outside and work your way back into the middle. So now you understand what it means, mismoil, because mismoil doesn't mean that you're on the left 50%. No, it means go to the left extreme and come back into the center. So you start the first two from the right, you start the other two from the left. That makes sense. These two from the right, the other two from the left, which means that the last two parashas are going to be flipped around. Kadosh v'hoi kibyacha are the same according to everybody. The only difference is the last two parashas. According to Rashi, you kept on reading straight. Then Shema, because you go back out to the left, and that's where Shema begins, and Vahim Shemaya into number three. Oh, so what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says "Vahakari kari kisidron"? Rashi said "Vahakari kari kisidron" means you read it like it says it in the Torah, and now it's not kisidron. It's a big problem. Rabbi Yitam is going to have to address that issue. Oh, Dr. Taisvist, not only does Rabbi Yitam hold like this, v'chein pirush Rabbi Chanan, which we know is really the earliest Rishon Kamat, I believe it is the earliest Rishon, is Rabbi Chanan, the Sanhedrin, because the Gemara says, Kol bayis hachitzen she'ener roya es ha'avir, posel kagoin kadesh u'shemat. The Gemara refers to the outermost parshis of tefillin as which two? Kadesh and Shema. So Kadesh is the first one according to everybody. So that is at one edge of the one, it's at the outside of one side of the bayis, and Shema is the other end of the bayis. Why is Shema the other end of the bayis? Because again, the fourth one is going to be Shema. That's a raya also to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. V'chein, oh, we have a third opinion. Not only do I go back to the earliest Rishon Rabbeinu Chananel, I'll take it a step further. Rav Hai Goyim, even the Goyim you find, he also put on tefillin like who? Like Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Hai Goyim wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. What's the simon? He says it's a simon to remember how to place Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, how to arrange the parshas. Havayis lahadadi, which is really just a borrowed terminology. Havayis lahadadi has to do with kedushin and gittin. The Gemara learns out. It's just a borrowed phrase, but what it means over here is v'hoya ki v'acha v'hoyim shemaya pnimiyos zu etzel zu. There's an expression the Gemara uses, being makish havayis on the makish this v'hoya to the other v'hoya. So he says over here what the simon to remember the seder is the two v'hoyas are together. Why kaddish v'hoya ki v'acha, and then according to Rabbeinu Tam, V'hoya and Shema. So V'hoya and V'hoya, the two parashas that begin V'hoya, are right next to each other. Because again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shema is the last one. The two V'hoyas would be in the center, number two and number three. V'chein b'tshuvas ha-ga'inim, shekasav Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. It seems also that he's from the time of the Ga'inim, also held like Rabbeinu Tam. Like this opinion. V'haydika omar, oh, Rabbi Frank, here's your question. V'haydika omar, this that the Gemara said, ha-kayre kayre kisidron, he reads it kisidron. What do you mean? It's not kisidron. It's not going to be like Rashi explained that you read it in the order that it's written in the Torah, the Seder Parashis. Elo mafarash bein tam, duhu siyum habraisa, the ketzat sidrum, the ka'omar, shekore kesedah shemunacha mitfilin, miyaminoi lesmoiloi, dahanu kadesh, vayikibiacha, vayim shemaya, shema. Oh. Zok bein tam, what it means is, the braisa said, at the beginning, Tana Rabbanan, if you look in the Gemara, Ketzah Sidra, it said, Kadesh Li Vayi Kibiacha Miyamin, Shema Vayim Shemaya Mismoil. Right? And that's a machlokes, what that means, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what that means, Yamin and Mismoil. But then the Gemara said, one second, Vatanya Ipcha, we saw that the other way around, the right and left is confused. The Gemara says, oh, it depends. If you're talking about the person wearing it or the person that's looking at the person wearing it. So Zof, the Gemara, the Bryce at the end, the Gemara concludes, Vaha Kore Kore Kisidra, meaning that it's, you put it in from the perspective of who? Of the person who's reading it. Now, he's going to read it the way Miyamin Lesmoil, from his perspective, not from the maniach. So, Kari Kari Kisidron is not referring to, you read it in the Seder HaParshis of the Torah, it's just referring to the expression that the Braisa said. It said, the Braisa said, Ketzat Sidron, Kadosh Livoy Kivyacha Miyamin, Shema Vayim Shemaya Mismoil. So, the Gemara, now the Gemara is concluding, the person, and how is that to be written? Which way is that? I'm sorry. How is that to be? How? Again. Tanur Abanon Ketzat Sidron Kadosh Yivayku Yachem Yamin Shema Vahim Shemaya Mismoil. And then jump to the last line. V'hakoyre Kari Kisidron. The person that's reading it reads it in that order. Meaning that is the order for the reader to read it, not for the maniach. Kari Kari Kisidron doesn't mean you're reading in the Torah. It means when you read my tefillin, you read it in that order. Lafuke what? I don't read it in that order because I'm the maniach. For me, it's the opposite way around. The Gemara is concluding the yishuv that it was saying to answer the contradiction between the reader and the wearer. And the Gemara is concluding, and this saying that we initially said, Kadosh v'hayim kviyacha, Shema v'hayim shema, and miyamin, Shema v'hayim shema mismoil, Kore kore kisidron. That is the seder for the reader. He reads it in that order. What does that order mean according to Rabbeinu Tam? It means, Kadosh v'hayim kviyacha miyamin, 1 and 2, Shema v'ayim shema mismoil, the other way around, from the outside in. He reads it, the person who's looking at the maniach reads it in that order. He doesn't read the order of the Torah. He reads it in the order that the Braisa mentioned before. He reads it in the order that the Gemara said, not the order of the Torah. It's not to be placed in the order of the Torah.
It just said a second ago the answer. Nothing was changed. Nothing didn't add anything. Loikashi, Kamimisha. We just said a second, two words before that. Kamimisha, Kari, Kamimisha.
What's the Gemara adding by saying Kari Kasidra?
It's a repeated of
the correct. It's like a Oisphere. The Gemara is like a concluding that I just explained to you that this is me, Minshah Kari, and this is me, Minshah Meniach. So the Kari Kari Kasidra, I think, is going back to the hour, like this is the main Brisa, is our Brisa. That said, Ketzer and Sidran. You should know that our Brisa is going to come out that Kari is Kari Kasidra. A little bit of a Chiddush. Rashi also means Ksuvim Batayra, but in time understands, you read it in the way the Gemara said the Seder is. That is going to be the same, the Seder Akriya for the Kairi.
That fits better. The Gemara starts up Ketzer. We just answered this second.
Again, the Gemara definitely was Miashiv that question. Yeah. Correct. Okay. This is the Machlokes is how to read this part of the Gemara. Now, the Tosis Vaikta. Let's just finish the last two lines of Tosis. Interesting point he makes over here. You should know, he says that in the Mechilta, which is the Medrash on, there's two parts to Midrashim, right? There are Midrashim which are like Drush, and there's like stories it looks like, and Drush is on the Pasuk, then there are Midrashim which are Halachas. So the Medrash on Sefer Shemais, which is the Halachas, is called Mechilta. So the end of Parashas Boy, which talks about the Halachas of Tefillin, the Mechilta says over there, Kapirish Rashi. So what's the Tosis saying? That not only do we have this Machlokes already from the time of the Goinim, you look at the Medrash, you'll see that it's written before it's like Rashi. The Parashas V'hoya Kiviyacha, the Tani Hasam, it says in the Medrash as follows, B'dal Mekoymes Maske Parashas Tfilin. There are four places in the Torah that the Parashas Tfilin is mentioned. Kaddish, V'hoya Kiviyacha, Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya, Mikan Amru, Mitzvah Tfilin, Arba Parashas. So you know, you have to have four Parashas in the Tfilin. V'hoder Katoni, Koysvon Kesidron. Then it says you have to write the Parashas in the Seder. Then Kosm Shaloi Kesidron, if a person writes them Shaloi Kesidron, you have to bury it. Mashma, Keseder Sheshonon Bereshim. It's Mashma that which Seder? The Seder, which I just told you, that it's mentioned four times in the Torah. So, which Seder do you write it? Keseder Amuris Bater. That's Mashma like Rashi. So, it could be Yesh Litchais. Why? The B'Ksiv is HaSeifer Kamer. It's only referring to the way you write it. How do you write it? Everybody would agree to write it in the order that it's written in the Torah. How do you place it into the Tefillin? That's a different story. I don't think that this is true, and rather this would be a raya to Rashi that by the fact that it says that you put it kiseida means that you put it into the film b'seida as well. Ubishimusha Rabba, which Shimusha Rabba is also a very old sefer on tefillin. The Rosh quotes it frequently in Hilchas Tefillin. This is like an earlier, maybe from the Zman of, I don't know if it's from the Zman of Goinim, maybe even earlier. It also says Tikkun HaTefillin Mashba Kapir Shakuntrish. Next to that, you write the base of Tinyon in the second bias, you put in Bahoya Kiviyacha, but Parshasa the Shema Bishlishis, or Parshahim Shema Bervius. He doesn't leave any room for depth. He explains 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like Rashi. So again, you have Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Tam says 1 second. We have Rabbi Haigoin over here and Rabbeinu Chanan. So let's see over here. Why it is, if you have Rabbeinu Haigoin and you have Rabbeinu Chanan, why is it that Lamaisa, the Ikar Halacha, is like Rashi? Let's just put that clear. I think everybody knows that every Jew wears Rashi's tefillin. The only question is, do you also wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? There's nobody who only wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. The Halacha is definitely like Rashi, and that's why we put on Rashi's tefillin, and we make the Brach on Rashi's tefillin. You put on the second pair of tefillin, onto something, that's a question. Why is the Ikar Halacha like Rashi? Let's see that it's not so simple, that it's more than just Rashi. As she said, there's a mechilta over here. Let's see what another very fascinating piece over here from the Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah explains that we'll see Rashi Shita extends even more than we initially saw. Firstly, we'll see that the Rambam himself holds like Rashi. Let's see, it's in Hilchas Tfilin, Paragim Halacha Hei. Clear. The Rambam was also very, very clear like Rashi. He says, Ketzad Seder HaParshias B'Tfilin Sharosh. How are you Mesadda the Parshias in the Tfilin Sharosh? Again, just the reason why he says Shorosh over here is because there's just a fundamental difference. Tfilin Shel Yad only has one cloth, right? It only has one cloth, and the four parashis are written onto one cloth. Only in the Shorosh do you have four compartments with four individual scrolls. The same thing is written on both. Just by the Shel Yad, it's written on one, and in the Shorosh, it's written on four separate scrolls. So when we're talking about putting in four separate scrolls, we're referring to the Shorosh.
Nobody argues it.
What was that?
It's written.
They
say the Aksiva.
They leave a blank and
they go back. Okay, but I'm saying, but Right. I mean, over here, it's a little simpler because you're writing four individual parchments. Now, Keita Tzeda Parshish Betfil Shoroish, Machnes Parsha, just follow the Seder of the Rambam, Machnes Parsha Achroino, Shehi Vahoyim Shemoya, Bebayis Rishon. You put the last Parsha into the first compartment. Why? Because the first compartment is going to be on my left, which is the what? The right of everybody else. So slide all the way over to the left. Shehu, I'm sorry. The other way around. My apologies. Parsha Achroina. The last Parsha. Shehu V'hayim Shemaya. So right away you see that, what's the Parsha Achroina according to the Rambam? V'hayim Shemaya. Who's that like? That's like Rashi. Rashi said Kaddish, V'hayim Yavcha, Shema, V'hayim Shemaya is last. Not like a Benetan. So the last Parsha, you put in first. Why? Because by putting it in first, V'hayim Shivayim Shemaya, V'bayis Rishon, why? Shehu Al Yamin HaMeiniach. Because I'm putting it all the way over to the right. Why? Because that's going to be the left of everybody else looking at it. Shema smuchala, then Shema, then Vayi Kiviyachazal, Bebayi Shlishi smuchala Shema, the Kaddishli, Bebayi Zeri, Shehu Lismoy HaMeiniach Filin, why? Kedei Shehe HaKarei Shilofonim, the person who's facing him reading it, Keneged Pnei HaMeiniach Karei, Ala Seder HaZeh Kegoin Zeh. Kegoin Zeh means like the picture. If you look at the picture, the Rambam made a diagram. I don't know if when the Rambam wrote it actually looked exactly like this. It probably was handwritten. But here they digitalized and printed out. You see Kaddish Li, which is on the left side over here, because it means this is the person wearing it. I mean, this diagram, if you're coming from, if you're reading it, sitting behind the page looking at it, you are the Meiniach over here. Right? You're the Meiniach. So your left side is Kaddish Li, V'yikviyach HaShma, V'yim Shemaya. And if somebody would be facing you, Kaddish Li would be on their right side. Okay, that is Rambam. It says, V'hechof Seyed, is that Psulis? And not right, not about the ksiva?
In river, no. Why does it put it in last first?
He starts from left.
Starts with the yamin of Nachmaniyah.
You go right to left. Right.
You first put that, yeah. We put in first Kaddish.
No,
no, I'm sorry, you're not putting in first Kaddish. Their munach is Kaddish. Why you put that in, why can't you put it in the other way?
Because it's right.
He's always supposed to start from the
right.
No, you think start from the right of the Kaddish.
We see you're being much more.
Again, the machlokes is the discussion that we're really having today is how they are placed, how they are munachos. The Rambam talks about the Seder, how to actually go ahead and place them in. He says do it the other way around. Start from the end, start from Vayim Shemaya, put that one in first, and then why don't you make the hole on the other side and start placing them in the other way? That's his question. I don't know what the answer is. Let's see a fascinating tshuva that the Kesef Mishnah brings down. There's not only a halacha from the Rambam on this, there's a tshuva Sarambam. There is a tshuva Sarambam on this discussion, which the Kesef Mishnah, who is the Beis Yosef, brings down. Fascinating. Let's see this for a second. Yoreinu Rabbeinu. Right? The Rambam, but the greatest, definitely in all of the areas that knew about the Rambam, and they wrote to the Rambam the following question. Mashakotze Bepere Gimel. They learned this halacha in the Rambam. And then they had questions on the Rambam. Kate said, "Say the parashas betfil shorosh. Machnas parasha achrona shahaya shivoyim shemaya v'bayis rishon shual yemin aminiyach v'nasnu." Oh, and then v'chulu v'chulu. I mean, the Rambam holds like Rashi. So we see that you hold like Rashi. V'nachnu talmidecha. Us, we, you are talmidim. Kibalnu me'rabbi. Say no, we have a kabbalah. Shekiblu me'agoyinim, that they have a kabbalah from the goyinim. Rabbeinu Hai Barosh, Rabbeinu Hai, you're going to argue on Rabbeinu Hai going who said like Rabbeinu Tam, the Be'inon Havai is Be'emtza. You need it like Rabbeinu Tam with the Vahoyim Shemaya in the middle, not at the end. Shema's at the end. V'chein Pirshu B'Sanhedrin, Hodekom Rav Yudam Arav, Kol Ba'is, Hachit Shainarei Sa'avir, Pasol, Kogoyin, Kaddish, U'Shema. That those two have to be at the end. Shema's at the end, not Vahoyim Shemaya. Vahoyim Shemaya is in the center. Then they asked him a different question, which we'll skip over. Now you go to the second paragraph, Tshuva. What's the answer? This is the Rambam writing a tshuva to the Shoyalim. Ze sha'olah b'daitchem. This that you thought, b'seder ha'parashis, and this that you think, that the seder ha'parashis is, u'klaf shuha chilek sheha seyer dovepoi kacha yadaiti, and that's regarding the second part of the question. Kacha yadaiti mikoidim. Kochem. But the Rambam, you should know something. I write over here like Rashi, you should know something? I used to think it was time. Initially, I put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Changed my mind. I held like you. when I lived in the West, I guess that means before he moved to Eretz Yisrael, when he lived still in Egypt, Kachayu, that was my tefillin. I had the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. The Kach Kosav Oisoi, She Kosav, and this is how it was written, this is how this person wrote. Who's this person? She Kosav Chiber B'tefillin, Shmoi Reb Moshe Bar Maimon Mekotobo. You hear this? Dr. Rambam, why did I write it this way? Because there was a person who wrote a Chiber on tefillin, doesn't mean just any person, there was a great person, and you know what his name was? Reb Moshe Bar Maimon. It seemed that the Rambam was not the only person with the name Reb Moshe Bar Maimon. He had some sort of, I don't know what you call him, he was a colleague of his, but he had the exact same name, but he was Mi Kortoba. Va'oisa Chibur hu shehitani. This misled me, this Chibur, v'hita kol anshei marev ofonai. This Reb Moshe ben Maimon Mi Kortoba wrote a sefer on Hilchas Tefillin, and it seems that he was the authority on Hilchas Tefillin, and everybody followed his opinion, and he had written like Rabbeinu Tam, so everybody was doing like Rabbeinu Tam, including the Rambam himself. Funny, the Rambam says, I'm doing it. Why? Because somebody else did it. This is how he, what?
Exclusively?
Yes, that's what it seems like.
They didn't use Rashi at all.
What? That's what it seems like. Only Rabbeinu Tam. V'hitte kolan shemayre milfonai. V'gam Reb Yitzchak zichron l'vracha kavosei. I don't know who Reb Yitzchak is over here. Even he put on only like Rabbeinu Tam. V'gam Reb Yitzchak zichron l'vracha kavosei sri olei b'tshuva. He wrote a tshuva to prove this point. V'gam chacham echad yei shemoi Reb Yaakov Kelly. But he said you should know that all the goyim disagreed with this opinion of Reb Moshe Bar Maimon Mekortoba. V'chol anchei Mizrach, v'chol anchei Eretz Hatzvi, which is Eretz Yisrael, I believe, Hakad Moinim, Cholkem al Dabar Zeh. They all disagree with Reb Moshe Mekortoba, and I guess it means when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he realizes the Rambam. V'amru, ki hachachomim hanemonim poschu atfil shel Reb Hai. The Rambam says that's a mistake. We saw Taisa says that Reb Haigoin held like Rabbeinu Tam. I know from Chachom and Nemanim, they opened up the tefillin of Rabbeinu Haigoin and they found that he had tefillin of Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Tell him. Taisa brings that Rabbeinu Haigoin held like Rabbeinu Tam. Let them know it's not true. I know everyone thinks like that, but they found out, they opened up his tefillin, they found Rabbeinu Haigoin's tefillin, they opened it up, Rashi's tefillin. They don't have maybe an answer to be miyashiv of this contradiction.
No one had two peers.
Maybe he had two peers. Maybe he wore both. Everybody today who wears a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin wears two peers. There wasn't, it seems like there wasn't a yeshiv. Nobody thought that Rabbeinu Haya had two peers. There was not a question. He only had one. The question was it Rashi tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? There was no question. There was no such idea of wearing two peers of tefillin. That seems clear in the Kesef Mishnah. Reb Moshe Deri, he quotes Reb Moshe Deri, Kishabom and Amar of Eretz Yisrael, Hoysa tefillin shaloi. He also had Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. In Eretz Yisrael, the Harai Shalem, Hishlich, when they showed him, the Goyim HaKadmoinim, I think it means that they showed him what Rabbi Haigoin really held. The Harai Shalem, Hishlich tefillah v'os ala seydim. He got rid of his tefillin and he put on ala seydim, meaning like Rashi, like the Seyd HaFeir. The Harai Beruro B'dov Ezeh, what's the biggest Rai that Rashi is correct? Masha Omri Ba'kem Etzrabo. What the Gemara means is Kadeshi Akari Kari Kriyas Apajis Kesedra Atayra, like Rashi explains. Venusa Zelihoya Bisvarim Shalanu. Oh, you hear what he says? He doesn't say like Rabbeinu Tam, like Taisus is Pshat. He says, the Gemara says Kari Kari Kesedra. It's clear that Kari Kesedra, he says, means you read it like the Seder HaTayra. So how can anybody argue on Rashi? He says, there were some Gemaras didn't have those last words in the Gemara. It didn't say Kari Kari Kesedra. It is, so much as it says those words, it pashut, that what it means is, you read it like they say that Torah. But some of the Rishonim didn't have that gears in the Gemara, that's how they understood that you could put in the tefillin not like they say that Torah, like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's leave that for now. Let's go over here just at the end of the, go to the second column of the Kesef Mishnah. We just have to see the last piece about this other Reb Moshe ben Maimon over here. Just look at the end, it's just an interesting thing. The Kesef Mishnah brings at the end, it's in the second column, Umash Kasa B'Tshuvase. I put a little hand over there as well. The case of the Beis Yosef says, who was this person? Is this another Rambam? He says, yes. In the same city as the Rambam, there was another Rambam. Ben Irish, he lived in the same city. The Rambam wrote the whole Torah. He says, he was a big chassid, a very chassid person, but you should know, all he wrote was on tefillin. That was it. She'ilu Rabbeinu, lo b'tefillin levad chiber. Chibur on tefillin. The Rambam wrote on the whole Torah, on the whole, every halacha he wrote. Zot against maybe not. He's oy toisu shenafal b'tshuva zu. It could be the whole thing is a mistake. There's some sort of bilbul. There's no two Rambam zot the kesef mishnah. It could be there's some sort of error over here with this other Rambam mikritova, and there's some sort of mistake. What it means we don't know, but he doesn't believe this. He's mesupik if there's really such an idea that there's a second person Rav Moshe b'Maim. There's only one Rambam. Anyways, he writes at the end, Kfar Pashat HaMini B'chal Mokam Sheshamanu Shekedivir Rabbeinu V'Rashi Kisev. At the end, everybody holds like Rashi and like the Rambam. And what I wanted to bring out from here is that according to the Kesef Mishnah, even Rabbeinu Haigvin was really, which is really a lot what Rabbeinu Tam was leaning on, Zok the Rambam, Rabbeinu Haigvin didn't either hold like Rabbeinu Tam. He also held like Rashi. Now, let's see. There's another very famous Rai over here to the Shita of Rashi, which actually it's a machlekes what this is a Raya to. And that is a famous machlekes, the Drisha and the Bach. Look on the next page over here on the bottom of the page. It's in the Drisha Simen Lamed Daled, the first piece, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, on the bottom, all the way to the bottom. The Drisha is the last piece. Seda Hanachasim Bebatim L'Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, he's quoting the Torah, says the difference, Siddharim according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Look what he writes here, interesting piece of history also. Kosvu Smag Vamarchai. Two Rishonim, right. The Smag and the Mordechai both bring the following story. Sheshalchu ksav me'eretz Yisrael. They sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Shenafla bima shal kever Yecheskel. That the bima, which is on kever Yecheskel, it fell down. What does it mean there was a bima on his kever? I don't know if it means it was like some sort of podium, there was a mausoleum. I don't know exactly how his kever was built. But it fell down, and they had access to what was inside the kever. Umazah shal tefillin. Buried next to Yecheskel was a pair of tefillin. Yecheskel anovi. Yeshonim, like very old, obviously, if this happened in the time of the Rishonim, you're talking about many, many years since the passing of Yecheskel anovi. And how was it? They opened up the tefillin. Ooh, you have tefillin from Yecheskel. Let's check this out. How are they written? Zok the Drisha in the name of the Smag and the Mordechai, they were written. Kisei the Rashi. V'chein kosvu Rambam v'Rashba. We saw so the Rambam held like Rashi. And the Rashba. Kum eskimu k'Rashi. And therefore, oh, do we need a bigger Raya? If a Raya from thousands of years ago, the Halacha is like Rashi. V'chein hello beis Yosef b'shem Roy v'apayskim. Again, turn the page. It's on the bottom over here, the Drisha. Roy v'apayskim. Close case. Halacha like Rashi. Is up the Drisha from me. This is a Raya from Yecheskel. They found it buried inside. V'shamati b'shem Mary. I believe the Rebbe of the Drisha was the Marshal. Rabbi Yaakov, is that correct? The Rebbe of the Drisha is the Marshal? He says, v'shamati b'shem Mary. The A-lister said, "Rabbeinu Tam, Mimasha Moshe Tefillin B'Chevi Yecheskel." You can tell me from the fact they found the buried by Yecheskel is a riot like Rashi, Kedivir Rashi. Adarabba, that's a riot to the contrary. Rabbeinu Tam, Motzi L'Meimashep Sulan Oyu Kivushe Koysim Boisi Aseider Olakach Nikru B'Kivroi. What were these Tefillin doing buried over here? Why they buried? You know why they buried them? Because they were puzzled. They wrote them like Rashi. They were puzzled. Just the opposite. That's why they buried them. It's a riot like Rabbeinu Tam from this story. What do you do when you have something which is possible? A sefer Torah or a tefillin? You bury it and it's gneiza. Interesting. He writes, you bury it, the kibbutz shall tzav. You ever heard of Seamus? Next time when you put away Seamus before Pesach, the last thing, if they put their, they bury their Seamus, the kibbutz shall tzav. Oh, it was his tefillin? What? It was written by mistake?
His real tefillin against his kids.
Interesting. It happens to be just anecdotally. It's interesting that with Bekirish Yecheskel, Yecheskel is the famous whoever was learning the Afyemi, and you find the other place in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yecheskel never took off his tefillin, even when B'shas Avelos, that's the famous drush the Gemara learned that the Avel takes off his tefillin, is learned from Yecheskel. Perech HaChavai Shalecha, he does not take off his tefillin. Yecheskel somehow is associated with tefillin, just Stam Derech Agav. But that's the Drisha. Oh, so what do we think? It's a closed case. It's not a closed case. The Bach has a rebuttal on this as well. Oh, look, the Bach. Stay on this page over here, move up a little bit to the Bach, which is the right-hand column, right? And you look three lines before the end of this big first paragraph over here. It says, V'oy kosav ha-smag v'amarchai. Zok the Bach, he brings the same smag in the marchai. She'sholchu ksav me'eretz yishol she'nofle b'imash al-kev yechezke motza shantfun yishon kisdei rambar rashi. V'yesh doim, it says, Samar marchai, there's no rai from that story. The l'fish ha-psul ma'avodah, since they were puzzled, that's why they buried them. It's a rai to Rabbeinu Tam. V'loy nehir, Zok the Bach, that's incorrect. The loy hoyu tzrichim geniza el lahachlef hanachos mi bayezeh le bayezeh. Is that a raya? No. If it was a if they, let's say you want
it written.
What?
I don't know how it was written.
No,
who said?
Oh, so no, you're saying that it was written shalike kisidra. You have to assume.
Okay.
That's a good point. The Bach is saying. Yeah. So let's say it was put in shalike kisidra. So you bury it, you take it out, then you flip it around. So elamai. The raya is it was kosher at tefillin, and why was it? And who is it a raya? It's a raya to Rashi. That's what the Bach holds. There's a whole shiloh over here. There's a famous shufer in Bikib Eger. If something is written, if a person the halacha like this, if somebody writes tefillin, has to be written l'shma, has to be written l'shem mitzvah, right? To be written l'shma, so if Torah always has to be written l'shma. So obviously, in truth, really only one of them we would imagine only one of them is true, either Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rashi, if you write tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe it's not even written l'shem tefillin, because this is not tefillin. This is, I don't know what this is. This is some nice parashis, but they're not tefillin. And the same thing is fakir. If you hold like a Rabbeinu Tam, and a person's writing it l'shem Rashi's tefillin, which Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not tefillin. So it could be it's possible for that reason. There's a whole truth from Rabbi Akiva about this. It's not for now. But akoponim, back to you have this machlekes, if there's a raya from the fact that it was buried, that is a raya to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just go quickly. We'll finish off over here. First of all, happens to be interesting that there's a famous zoyar that's also before Klar, it seems like Rabbeinu Tam, not even easy to read a Zohar. If you look, it's in the Zohar Daf Tesam Aleph in Tikkun Zohar. This is brought. It says Tefillin the Reish of the Kutcha Brichu. Let's go to the bottom line because I don't even know how to read this. Interesting. He brings Taka this pasuk in Yecheskel Perach Chavosh Alecha. But if you look in the bottom line of this Zohar, which is the center text, it says Ubegin Da, the last words, and we'll turn over to the next issue. Ubegin Da. It says the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Zohar is saying that the Yerushalmi says Havayis Be'emta. You have the Havayis Be'emta, which opinion the Rabbeinu Tam. They bring a raya from this Zohar also like the Rabbeinu Tam. And then the Chagav also, it's interesting that it says Mori Talmud the Yerushalmi, because we know that Hilchas Tefillin, like we saw, is in Menachas. Menachas is part of Kachim, and there's no Yerushalmi on Kachim, right? Talmud Bavli has six Siddurim. Talmud Yerushalmi we don't have on Kachim. This is one of the rayas that they bring that there was a Seder on Kachim. If I'm not mistaken, the Magid Mishnah himself brings this raya from the Zohar, not the Magid Mishnah, maybe the Kesef Mishnah, I'm trying to remember who brings there's a raya from this Zohar that there really indeed exists a Yerushalmi on Kachim. And then, I don't want to be marech, so if you look, if you want to see it afterwards, the next page is a sefer called Bachar Tebachayim, which is who? Anyone know who Bachar Tebachayim is? We know Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger wrote multitudes of svarim. He wrote a tshuva sefer called Bachar Tebachayim. If you look in this Simin Yud, the Ramasa B'derech Agav, he writes, if you think I've arrived from the Zohar, I'll show I have another Zohar that says to the contrary to write to Rashi. So you see that there are really two things, and not just see over here, just in case we thought that we have a raya from the Goyim and a raya from Yecheskel Anavi. It goes a step further. This tshuva is called Tshuva Min HaShemayim, which is referenced here in the Beis Yosef. He doesn't quote the whole tshuva, but he writes in passing that there is a tshuva about this in Tshuva Min HaShemayim. He calls it Tshuva Rabbeinu Tam. Now, again, it's interesting in this discussion. We have two Rambams and two Rabbeinu Tams. It's not referring to Rabbeinu Tam that we know from Taisus, who's the Mount Amar of this Machalikus over here. It's referring to Rabbeinu Yaakov Mi Marvish, I think was his name, and he wrote a famous sefer called Tshuva Min HaShemayim, where he did, I don't know if it was a Sheilas Chaloim, or he asked questions, he was answered Min HaShemayim. And the Beis Yosef quotes him. This is not Stam Heji-Biji. This the Beis Yosef quotes this. And he brings this tshuva over here. Look what he writes over here. He asked this question from who? Min HaShemayim. What's the halacha? Pretty good way to find out what to do, right? If you don't know Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, let's find out. We'll ask the Beis Neshamayim. So look over here. I don't recall which number tshuva it is. If you look in the beginning, it says over here that it's in tshuva. It's in Simon Gimel, short and to the point. I'll say the parashiyus shel tefillin, kach hoisa shelosi. I asked the Beis Neshamar lo, ona melech hagodol hanoyro chacham harozim megalim estori shema abris vachesed, hagdil noch hazdech imonu, hayoim vitzavi lo malachech hakdoshim, lo hidiyeni, eis asher nestapakti v'parashiyus shel tefillin, yesh bin hachacham ha'imrim havayis v'emtza, v'inu tam, v'mechlef psulis. Ata melch malachim tzavel malachecha akteshim lo yeini alocha kedivri mi vedivri mi ata mechabiv. Bezin shomar lo, which one do you hold like? Let's find out. Veishivu. Eilu veilu divri lekim chayim. Both. What does that mean, both? Uke machlekes lamata, kach machlekes lamala. You think it's a machlekes only in this world? It's a machlekes upstairs too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, Havayis Bemsa. But the rest of the Pamal Yishamayla, Oimrim, Havayis Kisidru. No, you read like the Seyda Atayra. Vuhu Ashadiber Hashem Bekrei Be'akosh Ha'kopnei Omekovei V'zeh Kvoide V'yos Parshas Malchus Tchilum. So, first of all, you see that even though the Eibishter wears one, the Beis Yosef, the halacha, the Ikar halacha is like Rashi. So it's not a raya for the fact that Eved Shavuot is one. But basically, who's correct? We don't know who's correct. No one's correct. We have to follow the majority of the Rishonim how to make a bracha. So we wear Rashi's tefillin. That's the halacha. Now, the question is, since the halacha is like Rashi, should a person wear a Beis Yosef's tefillin? So there's a big machlokes over here. You mentioned before that it says Yerushimayim Yetzidei Shteim. That's one mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Siv Gimel, in Siv Lamadal, the mechaber says something very famous. Lo Yasekein, a person should not wear a Beis Yosef's tefillin. Only who should wear Elamisha Muchsik. Only somebody who's well known as a pious person, he should wear a bit of Thomas tefillin. A regular person, you wear Rashi, you're in the mitzvah, what are you bringing an extra pair of tefillin for? Now, look at what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says on that, Tzivkot Tezayin, Lo Yasekein, Hainu Afilim Yitzel Nichem Rak Acha Tefillin. I won't wear it by Davin. After Davin, I'll put it on. Because of Eheretiv, Ish Echad Sheyenoig Lahaniyach Tefillin Rebbein Atam Lacha Tefillin for Asi Befnei Akol, Imechzi Ki Yuara, Pasuk b'Tshuvas Marash Halevi, the Mechzi Ki Yuara. You should not put on the Rebbein Atam. Why? Because it's Mechzi Ki Yuara. It looks like Gaiva. Ooh, I'm like a... The Mechaber says, someone who's Mechzi B'Chasidus. That's me. I'm one of those. So I'm putting it on. It's Yuara. It's Tzorek Shiyavata Manhagoy. V'kach Kosa B'Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov. Chel B'Esim Memdal. Shafi Lo Mitas Eisen Yesh Boi B'Shim. Even if you see some people weird, still, you say, oh, I'll be like them. It's still Yuara. V'Menichin B'Fnei Adam Godel She'enoi Glanichin Ki'im B'Kerah B'Esai. Vali Mexico, if you put it on in front of an Adam Gadol, certainly it would be Yuara. Says the Mishmur Vaita, Yodzayim Bechasidus, Kiman Sha'olam Noigin Kira. Why is it Yuara? Why is it a problem? Kiman Sha'olam Noigin Kira. Because Lamaisa Dikra Allah is like Rashi, and that's how everybody else is doing. Nira Kiyuara, Mishachoshish Lahach Marlatzma Bazet. Im Ene Muchsik, what does it mean he's Muchsik Bechasidus? Im Ene Muchsik Shamachmer Al Atzma Gamkin Besharatwar. Can't pick and choose. Somebody is well known that he's a Machmer in all areas of Halacha. So this too, he's a machmer, he wants to be out to both opinions. But if somebody is just a regular, he tries to just be Mekayim, the Ikar Hadin, so to over here, stick with the Ikar Hadin like Rashi. But then we'll see, so they happen to be so many, he's nowhere going to be in film. Everybody's a Mechzi Ki Yuara. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings over here, in Siman Lamedal, the end of Sif. Hey, the Gam, the hand points, at the end of this paragraph. The Gam, Zeh Shekosah Beis Yosef, the Ein Lasis Kein, Ela Bishamuchlik, Meforzim HaChasidis. Ha'inna, he says, today, Nispashta bekama medina shemanichan tilder minatam, eimaze be yuaro, yochel kalecha lasis came with Tobi alayim bracha. This is not a chassidus shemais, this is the Aruch HaShulchan talking, it happens to be. The Aruch HaShulchan was not curved to chassidus at all, just to give just a more of a global picture of what the opinion of Rabbi Natam means to us. He says that since today so many people wear it, it's no longer an issue of yuaro, because yuaro means that, oh, I'm special, I'm looks about chassidus. Today, you go into any shul, you'll see that there's a significant amount of people who also put Rabbi Natam filling. Maybe they wear it because their father wears it, they say the word, but it's so nispasha today that you can't say any more that it's called Yura. The Maestro Mishabura seem to say, even though it's nispasha, it's called Yura. It seems like it is a machlekes in Mishabura and the Aruch HaShulchan, but definitely those that wear, first of all, that's Minigai Vesem Biedeim, maybe even those who their fathers did not wear and they want to put on film at a later stage, a film the Rebbeinu Tam, also it can be said on the Aruch HaShulchan that it's not considered Yura.